Service safe.
Professor Buzzkill. Minions.
Hello, Buzz Killers. It's the aging professor here with your mini myth for the week. It's about Walt Disney, Mickey Mouse, and Ub Iwerks. Ub Iwerks? Who the hell is Ub Iwerks, you ask? Well, in addition to having one of history's great names, Ub Iwerks is one of the least known but most important contributors to American cultural history. He was Walt Disney's oldest friend, oldest business partner, and in many ways, he was the artistic genius responsible for the start of the Disney empire. Now listen to this. Among other things, he should be considered the inventor of many of the most famous Disney characters and stories, but he's almost completely forgotten except by experts. Ub began working with Walt Disney in 1922, and when their early cartoons weren't as successful as Disney wanted, Iwerks came up with the idea for Mickey Mouse, as well as drawing him for the first time. Iwerks animated the early Mickey Mouse cartoons and shorts almost single-handedly, including the iconic one Steamboat Willie, which you've undoubtedly seen. That was done in 1928. I thought Disney himself had animated that, but he didn't. Iwerks did. Now, the two of them had a falling out, and Ub formed his own animation company in 1930. That studio wasn't as successful as he'd hoped, although he became an important contributor to Warner Brothers' Looney Tunes series, which everybody in the world has seen. He returned to work for Disney in 1940, and again, among other things, developed the process that combined live action with cartoons, most famously in the Song of the South movie from 1946, that again, we've all seen, or certainly seen clips of. And he also contributed greatly to the special effects used at the new Disneyland in California that was being built in the 50s and 60s. Now, in addition to all that work at Disney Studios and at Disneyland, he did the special effects work in Hitchcock's The Birds, Alfred Hitchcock's famous terrifying movie The Birds, where these animated ravens come out of the sky and attack everyone, including Tippi Hedren. That earned him an Academy Award nomination. Now, Ub died in 1971, and he's only remembered by experts in animation, although often referenced sometimes obliquely by cartoonists to this very, very day. But next time you sit down to watch an old Disney production, raise a glass to old Ub. He certainly deserves it. Adios, Buzzkillers. Talk to you next week.
Epicast.